My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel today is telling us about our Lord sending out disciples and apostles. Sila po ay tumutulong sa ating Panginoon para sa pagpapalaganap ng kanyang mga aral at siya po ay tinutulungan itong mga apostol at mga disipulo. Well, maybe if you think about it, so now it's 2024. So, in other words, napakahaba na rin yung buhay ng mga apostol, the apostles, and the disciples. Imagine 20 to 24 years. And you can just imagine how long that time is for us. And maybe we can also think of the apostles and disciples who were really starting what our Lord said, the apostolate of the apostles then. Our Lord said when He left the world and returned to His Heavenly Father, sinabi niya, go into all the countries and places, go and preach to all nations, sabi ng ating Panginoon. And sinabi niya na you baptize the people and baptize people and give them their Christian life. So, dear brothers and sisters, when our Lord told them, apostles, well, they had to be very, very poor in the sense that sinabi nga dito, instructed them to take nothing for the journey. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. Well, of course, hindi po really true. What our Lord was saying was that no food, no sack, no money in their belts. It sounds impractical. Pero ang gustong sabihin ng ating Panginoon ay that you should preach and go to the people and be simple, and that you do not work for money, and that you should not have food. That means you should not be craving for foods, so that it would be easier for you to preach to people at that time. So our Lord was telling that we should really do our work as His followers or as Christians. And that is why kahit noon, mga kapatid, ay may asawa yung mga apostol except John the Baptist. Kaya sinabihan din ng ating Panginoon na you already forget your family, you know, so as to be able to do more work when you're preaching and you're teaching the words and the order of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ngayon mga kapatid, kaya nga kami mga pare ay yung tinatawag na we live in a celibate life. Meaning to say that there is poverty, chastity, and obedience. So, yan po ay ginawa ito para ang mga pare ay full-time sa kanilang trabaho. Kasi kung may roong pamilya, nahihirapan po dahil dalawa ang loyalty mo, yung family, and then your work in the church. That's the reason why we have this vow of celibacy. Alam ninyo, kaya mahirap sabi ng mga kuminsan gustong pumasok sa pagkapare dahil wala daw asawa, no? Walang asawa. That is the reason why we have this celibacy, yung tinatawag na hindi pag-aasawa ang mga pare. So yan ang dahilan kung bakit mayroon itong vow of celibacy. So, my dear brothers and sisters, ang sana po huwag nating kaliligtaan na hindi lamang po yung mga pare ang naglilingkod sa simbahan o apostolado. Dahil kayo, yung mga lay people, are baptized, then you should also help in the service of the church. So, anong ibig sabihin niyan? That for example, there are some lay people who go to public schools administering catechism sa mga estudyante. So in other words, that we should also go out not only to these Catholic schools, but also to the public or government schools in order to teach them the catechism or religion. Alam niyo, may mga kakilala ako na talaga po naman naglilingkod sa for being a catechist. And they do it because they have to teach and to reach out to these people so that they have catechism or religious instruction. So, yan. And there are also those who are in the church, like what, you know, we see, lector, commentator, at saka yung mga paglilingkod. This is part of the service or the apostolate of the lay people like you. So, there are some who are really good Catholics who are really doing a lot without asking so much money in order to help. May mga halimbawa galing sa kanilang office and they go to the parish and then they hold meetings and they for example the Legion of Mary, I was also a member of that, na tulungan yung mga nasa lugar na hindi naaabot ng mga pare. for example, to help them to reach out to the reach out to these people who are not going to church. So itong mga ito and many others, my dear brothers and sisters, this is part and parcel of our vocation, of our apostolate. And huwag din yung sasabihin na kayong mga lay people are just listening to homilies, but rather to do something to reach out to people. And because the priest cannot, the parish priest and assistant parish priest cannot all reach these people, that's why we should also participate in the service of the church. So tanungin natin ang ating mga sarili, mga kapatid, ano ba ang apostoladong ginagawa natin pangtulong sa simbahan? At paggawa ng sinabi ng ating Panginoon, go out into the whole world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them about the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us pray, brothers and sisters, that we should also think of what we can do for our church and have an apostolate. And this is what others are doing in many churches of our country. Alam ninyo, yung paglilingkod na yan ay wala silang sweldo, no? Sweldo. And as somebody said, the service, the apostolate that we are doing is hard and long. However, they say that these services may be hard and difficult, but the social service and the rewards are out of this world. Anong ibig sabihin yan? Our reward will not be so much here in this world, but it is in the next life in heaven. Amen.